Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A new audit shows that San Francisco's cable car operators fail to collect fares from one in four riders. Phil, tell us more.
Here's an audit of the cable car system that Tony Bennett made so famous because those little cable cars go halfway to the stars. But as you said, only about one in four people pay for it. It's actually better than it was a couple of years ago. More people weren't paying. It's a cash system. You hop on, you hop off. And, you know, sometimes the operators are just too busy to grab everybody's money. Sometimes it's just so crowded. You got people hanging on there, tourists trying to get up Knob Hill. And sometimes, at least we had a case last year, where a couple of the conductors were pocketing the money. One got watched and was accused of taking about $450 twice over a period of time. Another guy, they did a raid on his house and came up with $32,000 in cash. So all these things are sort of swirling around, and that kind of helps make the cable cars fun, if you ask me.
Yeah, so one in four not paying, that's a lot of money when you start adding that up.
Yeah, you're talking about $1.5 million, $1.7 million, you know, if you take the ads, you know, if you round it out. Like I said, it was more before, and they are talking and they're going ahead with, you know, putting it on to a cashless system that you would pay in advance. So they would take it out of the hands of the operators. That's going to be an interesting one because, you know, part, like I said, the charm of it is that, you know, going up there with your money, handing it off, getting a smile, getting the cable car wrong. You know, it's not really a transit system. It's more like a national landmark that everybody really enjoys. And it comes at a price because it never, you know, we talk about money coming in and money go out. That thing doesn't even come close to breaking even. You know, the money that goes into maintaining the cable cars and paying everybody isn't even close. And if we were paying the actual freight on it, it would be even prohibitive for what it is now. So they're going to maybe go with the cashless system and see how that works. But like I said, it's a tourist thing. Most people enjoy it for what it is, which is a ride. And if they get on free, then it's a double good fun time.
But I think you may have mentioned this. An earlier audit found, I mean, the cable car operators are actually doing better in collecting fares than they used to.
Yeah, they are. It's gotten up better. I remember when Gavin Newsom first got elected mayor, he put on a baseball cap, disguised himself, and watched everybody not paying and some of the operators pocketing the money. And he was all aghast about it. But, Patty, it is a long-time system that's never intended to work well in the 20th century. We do it for fun and not for money. And so, yes, we're going to have it. I don't know if we're going to have fare conductors in there having everybody watch proof of payment like they do in Muni, because, like I said, it's not just a transit system. It's a landmark and a moving one, and one that people really enjoy, whether they pay or not.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.